you seem to be just kind of zoned in. Do you ever look at your stats or how just on par you are when it comes to tackles?
I mean, I have goals I always set before the season. I think having individual goals is just good to kind of keep you focused and keep you striving for something, just to make sure you're always doing your job and trying to get better. So I keep up for that reason. And that's pretty much it.
Do you go into a game, obviously saying every single guy I'm going to attack, do you mentally keep note of how many you missed or per game, or how do you do that?
Sometimes, you know, every now and then if I miss a tackle, it's just something that kind of, you know, it bothers me and just kind of makes me want to get in better position or take a better shot next time or something.
Do you guys take it personally, 468 yards from last week with the Bears, especially going into the Packers?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our goal is always to keep those yards down, starting with stopping the run game. And, you know, the Packers are obviously clicking right now, doing a lot of good things, scoring a lot of points, getting a lot of yards. So we do take it personal.
Watching film of them, is it something that, God, these guys are on a roll, or, well, this is going to run out on them eventually? We'd like to be the team to make it run out.
You know, it's definitely not something that I think runs out. I think you just see a guy like Aaron Rodgers kind of running the show, and then his receivers, they have a lot of, you know, they've played together, and they play together very well, and they're all on the same page. They're running the ball well. So they're making plays. It's not like other people are just giving up plays when they play the Packers. So I just got to tighten things down.
You've been here long enough to know how important this rivalry is to this community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, since I've been here, we haven't won very. I think maybe once. So you know, that's not good enough. So we're gonna try to change that.
There's only five teams in NFL history. They're one of them that scored 50. In a row, 2 weeks in a row. No team has ever scored 50 three games in a row. Mm-hmm. You guys, I imagine, are saying there's no way they're going to do it on us, put a 50 spot. Is that kind of the attitude you're taking or what?
No. If you go into a game hoping not to give up 50, you're not going to win. 40, you would think that's a win. So you just go in, you know, with our game plan, trying to keep the points down every week, try to keep the yards down every week, even though they're a very good offense. We have to expect a lot out of ourselves as well.
Given last game, that obviously your goal every week is to stop the run first. Mm-hmm. But what is the difficulty in trying to make the Packers one-dimensional?
I think it's difficult just because, you know, they do a good job of creating holes for 27 and 44. And those guys are good backs. They both run very hard, hard to bring down. So you might have a play, you know, fit up right and everything, and then Lacy will slip through and fall forward for 6 yards when it should have been no gain or something like that. So you just got to get multiple guys to the ball.
You kind of alluded to it. Is it selling everybody else on that team short if you say, oh, it's Aaron Rodgers and it's his show and he's doing everything? I mean, he's obviously a big part of it, but.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, in my opinion, that's where it starts. It always starts with the quarterback. And but, I mean, there's a lot of other guys on that team playing at a very high level and doing big things that you don't see every week.
Here's when you talked about your goals. Do you have like a pie in the sky number for tackles or certain other things stats-wise that you go in, or do you do it game by game?
It's kind of to start the year, and I don't know if everybody does that or what, but that's just something I just think writing goals down is kind of helps you police yourself.
How you doing on those goals?
Some of them I'm on pace, others not. So gotta do some things.
Is it helpful to have an extra couple days to prepare for Rodgers, unlike last time when it was a short week?
Yeah, you know, anytime you can get some extra film in, just to get comfortable with what they're doing on offense, you know, little things, how he throws the ball, where he looks, who their targets are. Yeah.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Thanks.